right from the outset if we don't understand it completely, because let's start. Today is Daf Kuf Yud Aleph. We are on Daf Kuf Yud, a couple lines from the bottom by Tanu Rabbanan.
Oh,
that
three words
are
left from the bottom.
Yeah, we stopped there. Public.
Yeah, but you can't stop there. Okay. So, because that's going to be, you told me Tanu Rabbanan.
Yeah,
you told me Tanu Rabbanan. Of course, because Rav Papa is going to be explaining the machlokas. Oh, so you did the first answer. You did the first answer of Sheshir B'mayim Kamiflagi. We'll do quickly. So Tanu Rabbanan, let's go back quickly. Hamanasi Shloshes Lugim B'chag B'chutz Chayav. Someone who pours out three lugim of water on Sukkis, you know, imitating Nisuch HaMayim outside, he's chayav for Allah B'chutz, that's what Tanakhama said. Rabbi Elazar's Omer says, only if Imlon L'Shem Chag Chayav, only if he filled up the water specifically for the purpose of the Yontif, we'd be chayav. So what's the machlokas? So my benayu. So Amar Rav Nachum Mar Yitzhak, B'yeshu B'mayim Kamiflagi. The machlokas is whether there is a maximum amount of whether there's a shear l'mal, there's a maximum amount that you can use for nisuch hamayim. Okay, we said this yesterday. According to Tanakama, there's no shear. So therefore, even if you use a bigger kli, bigger than three lugim, and you're makadish that l'shemayim, if you pour those out, you're chayev. Because so when it says habmanasich b'chutz shlosh lugim mayim chayev, who is then even more than three lugim? But Rabbi Lazarus argues and says that it's a specific shear. It can't go more than shlosh lugim. So if you fill a kli more than shlosh lugim, so that kli doesn't have the power to be makadish to mayim, and therefore since it's a kli shor, it's going to be makadish that which it is roy to be makadish, and this it's not roy to be makadish it. So therefore, if you put more than three lugim, you would be putter. Okay, that was yesterday. Now comes the second answer to explain this machlokes in Tanakama Rabbi Lazar. Rav Papa says, Bikarvo nisachim b'midbar kamiflagi. Pligi. The machlokes revolves around whether or not they did nisachim, they did libations, in the midbar. What does that mean? Ikar chasim in a sefer. So Rashi is going to help us out and explain. Okay, keep in mind what's going on. One manda amr says that you'd be chayiv, and one manda amr says you only chayiv if you use shlosh lugim. So Rashi says, long Rashi, Tarvayu islahu shir lamayim. Both of them hold that there is a limit, you know, only to three lugim. Okay, the chimali tvei lo kachinu clean. If you fill more, if you use a clean more than three lugim, it would not be mekadesh. The tanakama de mechayev lo ba'i binasachim kedushas kli lechayv aleim b'chutz. The Tanakama, who says Yuchayev, doesn't require that the Nesachim have to be put into a Klisharis in order for you to be Chayev outside. The Kasavar, because he holds, Karvo Nesachim ba'olamoed. There's a machlokas brought down whether or not in the Midbar they actually did Nesachim. So then that, if they did or did not, interplays with how you explain a Pasuk. Right? The Kasavar, Karvo Nesachim ba'olamoed, Shabbat Midbar Kolarim, so all 40 years. Hilkach, Biasaris. The problem is that the pasuk says but when it comes to talking about Nesachim, it says Dabero b'nei Yisrael v'rmatar leyem kisavu el aris. When you come into the land, then you do Nesachim. Pshat seems to indicate you were doing Nesachim beforehand. So therefore, he says no, they were makar. They did bring Nesachim in Oel Moed, but what does it mean when you come tavu el aris in the pasuk? Hilchach biasaris hamur parshat Nesachim shlach lecha. L'amdeinu ba sheva, I mean the 7 years shall kibush haaretz. V'sheva, the 7 years of chiluk haaretz. Kishahayu beGilgal, when they were in Gilgal, they were not yet in the Mishkan was not yet set up in Shiloh. V'husru habamos, and therefore it was a heter habamos. So now you're going to bring korbanos on the bamos. The bamos mean the individual bamos. Kidatam beperek basra tehe bama katano shall call yachid to una nesachim. It comes to teach us that when you get to Eretz Yisrael and you're being makriv on the bamos, you bring nesachim on those bamos. So therefore, you would need nesachim on the bamos. And the halacha is you don't need klisharis for the bamos. So therefore, you see that you wouldn't necessarily need klisharis for nesachim. To mishum bamos sibor lo itzrech lememer biyasare. It's to tell me that you can bring nesachim on the bamos sibor, which is in the Mishkan. I don't need the pasuk to tell me, right? The hamid midbar neschayve b'kach. They're already doing it in the midbar. The keva the bamos yachid to ulim nesachim. Since the bamos of the yachid now require nesachim, v'hasam klisharis leka, and you don't need a klisharis leka. Don't repair basra, right? B'chutz. So therefore, b'chutz also outside. Nami mechayv aleh b'shas isra bamos below kiddush kli. So since we have Since we have a situation where you didn't need Kli Sharis but for the Nesachim, so too, if you didn't use a Kli Sharis outside, even when there is the base of Megdash, you would still be chayiv for the Nisach, for the pouring. Right? She says, Hoel Bishas Heter Abamas Karim Melokushus Kti. So, right, you use that as like a sort of as a guide. Sometimes we see a few times. If it was done by the Bamos, that counts. So it was done by the Bamos without a Kli, so too, if it's done after the Bamos without a Kli. So that would be the Chachamim. Kedamin Lael, like we said before, Bimala Agabi Sela, right, we had the, if you, let's say, your makiv on a Sela, or makiv on a Mizbeach, that would also be Chayiv. Mishun Dahab Ekrom, Bamos Yachim, Mishas Eder Bamos, Mishayiv Elo Mishas Iser. Okay? Dahab Bifnim, Imal Elo Yer. Okay, Kedam Amran Lael, fine. Rabbi Lezer Savar, Rabbi Lezer holds, a few lines down, Lo Karvu Nesachim Amidbar. There were no Nesachim in the Midbar at all. And then the Pasuk says, but B'yas Aretz, when you come into the land, U'B'yas Aretz Ha'amr B'Nesachim, La'achar Yerushav Yeshiva, La'achar Shekav Mishkan Mashilo, Hudu Neschaidu. When did the Nesachim start? Only when the Mishkan was set up in Shiloh. Only when he had a Bamas Sivor. When there was no Bamas Yachid at all. Right? Lefichach, Hutsru B'yas Aretz Lichlov, Mishum Shekolar Mishav B'Midbar, Lo Karvu Mishkan. There was no Nesachim in the Midbar. In the Midbar. U'Ba'a Kasa L'Chaivu B'Shiloh B'Shalomim, the low bishnosakim is lechilu b'bamasakdanos. Therefore, hilchach lo karvu nesachim b'bamakdana. There is no nesachim b'bamakdana. The pasuk is teaching me that you bring nesachim only on the b'bamakdola. So there are no nesachim on the b'bamakdana. Therefore, there was no time when you didn't use a kli sharis for nesachim. That's why he says that in order to be mechayev for bringing the water outside, you needed the shem chag, which means that a kli sharis. He says v'i askinu b'she'em u'tosh. Fine. So that's what he says. So the machlokas is whether or not the Nesachim were brought in the Midbar. If the Nesachim were brought in the Midbar, the Pasuk is teaching that there are Nesachim on the Bama. If you're Nesachim on the Bama, you don't need a Kli. Therefore, you wouldn't need a Kli in Bichaya. That's the Rabbanan. If there were no Nesachim in the Midbar. So the Pasuk is teaching me that now we're going to do Nesachim when? Only in the Bama Gedola. So only in the Bama Gedola, and the Bama Gedola, you only have Kli Shari. So therefore, when would you be Chayav to do Nesachim of the Nishcha Ramayim outside? Only if it was in the Kli Shari. That's answer number two. Okay, so we did four lines today. Next, right? That's it. Beers, this third explanation of the Machlokes Tanakam Rabbi Lazar. Ravina Amar, Bilemedim Nishcha Ramayim Nishcha Yayim Pligi. Now, the Machlokes is whether or not you learn Nishcha Mayim from Nishcha Yayim. The pasuk that we just spent now, the first 10 minutes of the shiur, talked about Nishcha Yayim. Okay, so Nishcha Yayim. So what does he say? He says everyone agrees that they brought Nesachim in the Midbar, Nisrecha Yayim. That's what the pasuk says. They brought in the Midbar, and therefore the pasuk tells me you bring Nesachim in Eretz Yisrael, it's talking about by the Bama Ketana, and if by the Bama Ketana you don't need a Kli, then you wouldn't need a Kli here. But we're talking about Nisuch HaMayim. Do we learn Nisuch HaMayim from Nisuch HaYayim? Tanakhama says yes. You don't need a Kli Sharis by Nisuch HaMayim, just like you don't need a Kli Sharis by Nisuch HaYayim. And therefore, if you were poured the water from any Kli, you would be Chayiv. Rav Lezer says no. We don't learn out Nisuch HaMayim from Nisuch HaYayim. Right? It never mentions anything by Nisuch HaMayim. So therefore, the Nisuch HaMayim would require a Kli, and if it requires a Kli, that's why he says it requires a Kli in order to be Chayiv for bringing it outside. That's another long Rashi. Rashi says, not as long. What? So let's say, it doesn't make a difference though. The Chuli Alma Karvon Nesachim Amidbar. Right? Everyone agrees that they were, I guess, yes. Everyone agrees that Nesachim were born in the Midbar. U'Bias Ha'aretz Amar Ben Nesachim Lebam Akhtan Asr V'Kavr B'Bam V'Lo Kedusha Kli. They definitely did it without a Kli. U'Miyu Ben Nisuch Hayayin Ashkechan. That Pasuk is by the Nisuch Hayayin. U'Ben Nisuch Hamayin Lo Ashkechan. We don't have any Pasuk about it. Da'achovat Siborhen. It's only a chov on the tzibor. It was never brought on a bamas yachid, the nisuch hamayim. So therefore, maybe you don't learn about it. Rav Lezer Savar made nisuch hamayim nisuch hayayin lechayev b'chutz afilu below kedushas kli. Rav Lezer Savar ain't made him. The nisuch hayayin who demechayev b'chutz below kli. Well, nisuch hamayim kachu in lo kachu lo. You would need the kli. Three way machlokas.
Only by
sukkas. Only learned sukkas. Tana Rabbanan. Right, that's the big simple spacious waivers and they sharim, they go. So it's always they always take like minor holidays and minor what we consider minor holidays and they raise it to such an important thing. But simple spacious waivers are a lot of fun. Tanu Rabbanan, Hamenasech Shlosh Lugin Yayin Bachutz. Now the case is you poured out 3 lugin of wine outside. Tanakama says Yechayev, Rebbe Lazar, Rebbe Shimon. Has to be a different Tana than the previous one. right? Rav Elazar of Shimon says, no, but who should cut you in the kli? You have to be kaddish in the kli, which is interesting because that's part, you have to explain the machokas. Right? We just said everybody, my benayo, okay? My benayo, Amr of Adab Bar Yitzhak, Beirutzi Midos Iga benayo. It's a small machlokas. The machlokas is when you fill up a kli, and you have the surface tension, so it goes a little bit to the top, and it goes over the lip of the kli. So the machlokas is only about that amount that is above the lip of the kli. That's what he says. Right, Beirutzi Midos. Rashi says Mashit Saf Al Svasa Kli. That's what's above the lip of the kli. Beitarvaya Kedushas Kli Bo. They both say that you need a kli, right? You need a real kli. Mi Rabbanon. They say that this extra stuff on top is kodesh. Rebelozah sarva loned kachu uva tol kli ba'in. No, they're not mekadesh niskadesh because they're not in the kli. It has to be mamish in the kli ba'inon. Upulta d'vay menachas machlokas in menachas menachas. Therefore, if we're only talking about that top portion, I couldn't figure this out though. But when you pour, like, don't you pour the rest of it with it? Like, you're not. So what are you doing? You just. Right, you're just skimming off the top part and using that and pouring that.
Possible.
What?
Possible.
I don't know. I don't know how it is. Maybe you could just skim off the top. I'm not sure how that would work. Once you pour it, you're pouring all. It all comes together.
Yeah. You pour. Is this the overflow that goes over the side or just?
It stays on the top. It stays on the top. You pour a beer. The foam comes up sometimes, and you
I
have
it. I'm saying, it sounds like some of it actually goes over the top.
Well, if it went over the top, it's not in the kli. You're not pouring it. I'm saying you're taking the stuff that's in the kli. And you're pouring. I mean, how much is that? How much actually stays on top of the of on a liquid? How much stays? It's just a small little piece, right?
Yeah, right.
So when you pour,
otherwise it's going to run out. Yeah.
Right. Otherwise it'll overflow, right?
Yeah.
So when you pour, though, everything goes with it. I don't know. Okay. Rabba abre de rabba amar. Probably to change that gear, sir. Probably should. What? Rabba the son of Rabba. Change that gear, sir. All right. Rabba abre de rabba amar. Karu nisachim babama ika benayu. Their machlokas is what we just said before. Were they menasech nisachim? What?
Is he a rabba the son of rabba?
Right, they should switch it. Okay. Were they menasech the wine in the midbar? If they were menasech the wine in the midbar, so then the pasuk comes to teach me that you were going to be menasech on the bama katana. If you're menasech on the bama katana, you don't leave a kli, so therefore you would be chayev without a kli. If they were not menasech in the midbar, then the pasuk comes to teach us that you're finally going to do nesachim in Eretz Yisrael. There are no nesachim on the bama yachid, and therefore the only time you would do nesachim would be with the klisharis, and therefore if you did it without a klisharis, you would be potter, and that would be the second shita. Same thing. So rabba derei derabba amar kavu nesachim bama ikabinayu upluk to the hay tanai, and this machlokas that we just did between Tanakam and Belazar is the same machlokas upluk to the hay tanai. It's the same machlokas as the following machlokas. The Tanya, the following brisa. Bamos Yachid ain't tzricha nisachim devei Rebbe. Rebbe says the Bamos Yachid, right, didn't need nisachim. The Chachamim Arvim tuna nisachim. They didn't need nisachim. So the Tanakama is all like our Tanakama, that they're on nisachim Bamos Yachid, therefore they're on nisachim without a kli, and therefore you'd be chayiv if you didn't use a kli. The Rabbi Lazar Rav Shimon is going to hold like Rebbe, that there are no nisachim in the Bamos Yachid, therefore there are no nisachim in the Bamos Yachid, there's no time when they ever did nisachim without a kli shares, and therefore if you did it without a kli, you would be potter if you did it outside, you'd need a kli to be chayiv outside. Okay, the Hani Tanai, and this Machlokas, we're going to boil down the third way, this Machlokas, Hani Tanai, is like the following Machlokas. And this, finally, the Gemara is going to explain what this all is all about. The Tanya, the Brisa says, it says in the beginning of the Parshas Nesachim, Ki Savohu, right, Ki Savohu, Eretz Moshe Oseichem, Asher, and Yinosein Lechem. So what is Ki Savohu? Lehat Ina Nesachim, Bibama Gedola, Kasim Medaber. It's come to teach us that when you come to Eretz Yisrael, on the Bama Gedola, in the regular Mishkan, in the Mishkan, you'd have to bring the Sachem, meaning, until now, you didn't. So Ata Omer, you think that the Pasuk is talking about Bama Gedola, O Eno Afilu Bama Katana. Maybe the Talmud teaches that when you come to Eretz Yisrael, you also bring the Sachem on the Bama Katana. No, Kishua Omer, when the Pasuk says in the continuation of the Pasuk, El Eretz Moksh Mosechem, Asher Ani Nosein Lachem, right, so Hare, if it says Lachem, Lachem would be for you. Which Bama was Lachem? It was only the Bama Gedola. Lachem is plural. So Hare, Bibama Hanoheges Lukulchem. That's the words of Rabbi Shmuel. There were no Nisachim on the Bama Katana, according to Rabbi Shmuel. That's going to go like Rebbe, and that's going to go like Rav Elazar Rav Shimon. Rabbi Kiva argues from Kiva Omer, no. Kisavowu latina Nisachim bibama katana kasam medaber. It's coming to add Nisachim to the Bama Katana. Ata Amr the Baba Gitama, the individual Bamas you can bring the Sachin. Oh, Eno El the Baba Gedola. Maybe it's only talking about to bring the Sachin the Baba Gedola. No, Kishu Omer, when the Pasuk says, El Eretz Moshe Vosechem, right? Eretz Moshe, the place where you, Eretz Moshe Vosechem, where you're going to settle, that's everybody's going to settle. Hare Bivamano Agus Bechomo Shavos Akasa Medaber. It's talking about Bama that's knowing in all the Yishuv, in all the land. Well, the Baba Gedola was only one spot. The Baba Gitanas, when they were Mutter, could have been anywhere. That's why it's talking about the Bama Katana. So therefore, they're one of the Sachin of the Bama Katana. So Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Kiva is going to be the Shita Lechachamim, which is the Shita Lechachamim, who says there are the Sachim in the Bama Katana. If you're in the Sachim in the Bama Katana, you don't need the Klisharis. Therefore, if you did the Sachim outside the Mishkan, right, when the Bama are not allowed, if you did the Sachim outside the Mishkan, without a Klisharis, you would be Chayev. Right. It was a little confusing, but the Rashi, that long Rashi was... was helpful. Okay.
If you have a card of Bama, then you cannot.
The Isra would be when the Bama are Asr.
But if you have a card of Bama, then you can use a Kli Shabbos, right?
Can you? If the Bama are Mutter at the time, then you can, but you don't need to.
You don't have to.
Right.
How'd you get a Kli
Shabbos? I don't know why you can take it out. You would be Moab with it, probably. You probably can use it.
I'm curious why would you use it on the
if you had to, because you have to be Mekadish, the item. Right? Please, there's a difference, there's a major difference between like an animal and other things. An animal, you Mekadish it, it's Kaddish, Kedusha, Sekuk, it's done. We'll see the Gemara in Menachos when we start, that when it comes to Menachos or other things, just because I say that this flower should be a Mincha, it doesn't get Kedusha, Sekuk. It only becomes Kaddish when it's put into the Klisharis. So if you need a Klisharis, then putting something, if you need a Klisharis, and putting something in a regular cup would not give it Kedusha and wouldn't have the status. Right, I'm saying.
From
the Chemia Omer, Rabbi Chemia said in the Mishnah, Shiyari Hadam, that the leftover the blood, you sprinkle the blood in the that you're supposed to, and then you have the remainder. So if you take the remainder of the blood and you pour that outside, you bring it outside, you'll be chayef. Which is interesting, because we had a machlokah, so whether Shiyari Hadam are ma'akev or not. So clearly, as Rabbi Yochanan says, I'm Rabbi Yochanan, this price, Rabbi Nechemia, Kedivrei Omer, Shiyari Ma'akvin. He says, obviously, that this pouring of the leftover blood is an essential component of the carbon, and if you use this essential component of the carbon, you do it outside, you be chayev. But according to the mind of Amr, that shiori or not ma'akev, it's not, maybe you would be pater, because it's not an essential component of the carbon. So meisvei, they asked the Rabbi Yochanan, because Rabbi Yochanan just said that Rabbi Nechemia must hold that the shiori are ma'akev. So they ask meisvei, Rabbi Nechemia omer, Rabbi Nechemia says, shiori adam, sheikriva mechutz chayev. Right? Shiori adam, they put outside, you chayev. Amar Rabbi Kiva says to him, "Valo shayari hadam. The shayari hadam are not part of the mitzvah. Rather, shayari mitzvahim. They're not ma'akev the kapara. Their shvicha shouldn't be considered an avod de gemura to be mechayev you if you did it outside. Why are you saying that it's chayev? So look at the Rabbi Nechemia's response. Rabbi Nechemia's response should have been, I disagree. It is part of the mitzvah, but that's not where the Nechemia responds. Rabbi Nechemia says, "Amar lo evarim upedarim yochichu. No, the limbs and the fats." That will prove to you, right? What you burn afterwards, right? Evarim upedarim yochichu shehein shiyari mitzvah. That they're also not part of the ikur mitzvah, and nevertheless va'makivam b'chutz chayev. Why is he saying that? He should have just said no. I hold that it is makiv. So Amar lo, so Rabbi Kiva says to him back, lo. That's you can't. There's no comparison. Ima mark evarim upedarim shehein tchilis avoda. They're the I think they're the outset of the avoda. Torah b'shayar adam shehein tchilis avoda. That's the end. There's no comparison. So, but the back and forth is strange according to Rabbi Yochanan. Because according to Rabbi Yochanan, right, v'im iso lemele nami akve to you, hani nami akve. No, I disagree with you, Rabbi Kiva. Pouring of the blood and the extra blood is ma'akev. That's why you chai from the outside. That's not what Nechemia says. So that becomes a tiyufta on Rabbi Yochanan. So that's a kasha on Rabbi Yochanan. If it's kasha on Rabbi Yochanan, then we still have a bigger kasha. What's Rabbi Nechemia saying in the Mishnah? Right, Rabbi Nechemia from this price indicates that Shiyari Hadam is not Miyakiv. So why, if you pour Shiyari Hadam outside, would you be Chayiv? Okay, so the Gemara then says, the Gemara says, no, I'm going to knock the whole thing off, I'm going to give you a different answer, and it's going to save the day. V'hashta the Amar, now that we know, right, what Rav Adam Bar Abba said, the Amar of Adam Bar Abba, Machlokes b'shirayim hapnimiyim. The machlokes between Rabbi Kiva and Nechemia is talking about the leftover blood of the karbanos that were brought in the inner mizbeach. However, Abal Shirayim Hachitzonim Divrei Kol HaMe'atli. Everyone agrees that the blood, leftover blood from the outer karbanos, if you pour, that's not ma'akev. So if you take the leftover blood from the outer karbanos, you pour it outside, you would be chayev. The machlok is going to be the leftover blood from the inner karbanos. There, Rav Nechemiah is going to say that's ma'akev, right? There, kika amr Rav Nechemiah b'shiyari apinimim, right? That's talking about the shiyari apinimim. The chitanya he, and this brice that we just had a conversation back and forth between Rav Nechemiah and Rabbi Kiva, that was b'shiyarim hachitzonim. That was talking about the outer karbanos. So if that's the case, right, the outer karbanos. So I'm not sure how to read these parentheses. Rabbi Kiva lo yada ma'ika amar Rav Nechemiah. And Rabbi Kiva wasn't completely aware of what Nechemiah was talking about. Hu savar shrevi Nechemiah b'shirayim chitzon amar. That Rabbi Nechemiah also said that there's me'akid for the outer karbanos. V'kamahar delay shirayim chitzonim. And therefore he asked about shirayim chitzonim. Rabbi Nechemiah l'dvar Rabbi Kiva amar. Rabbi Nechemiah was just saying, even according to you, Rabbi Kiva, why is it different than the Padarim and the Avarim of Padarim, according to you? But really, the Machlokas is only, between Rabbi Nechemiah and Rabbi Kiva, is only about the Shiar Adam of the inner Mizbeach. So it seems to be, if that's what you say, then when Rabbi Nechemiah says Shiar Adam, Shikram B'chutz Chayiv in the Mishnah, it's only talking about the leftover blood of the inner Karbanos. But if you poured out the leftover blood of the outer Karbanos, I'm not sure.
It says in Lomake.
What?
There's Lomake.
Right, so what happens if you pour it outside? So it seems to be that you wouldn't be chayev.
Correct.
Seems to be.
That's what
right.
It's inferred.
Right, okay. Next, Mishnah. Okay. Next Mishnah, piece of Gemara is where it gets hard. Okay. Hamolik esa'of bifnim. So someone does melika on the bird, carbon, inside the Yazara, which is the way you're supposed to do it. To make the bird kosher inside the Beis HaMikdash is Malika. If you do Malika outside the Beis HaMikdash, you made the bird into a Nevela. But Hamolik Esa'ov Bifnim, the He'ela B'chutz Chayev. So I do Malika inside, I take that bird and I mark it outside, I'm Chayev for a Malik Hachim B'chutz. If I do Malika on the bird outside, so what do I do? It's not royal to go to the Rizveach. Right? So Malik B'chutz, and then the He'ela B'chutz, I'm Pater. Seems to be, and I think I'm putter on the, yeah, I'm even bringing it. Because the Malika is only Bifnim. And if I did this Malika outside, all I did was create a Nevela.
Right.
And I'm also going to be putter on the Malika, because the Gemara made a drasha a few days ago, Daf Kuf Zayin, that you're not chayah for Malika B'chutz. So that's just the drasha.
How started. Did they serve a bird outside when they had allowed the Bamas? The Shechita?
I don't know about how that works. I don't know. I don't think they did Malika outside with birds. Maybe they weren't bird Kabbalists. I don't know. I don't know.
What?
I don't know.
Did you bring birds? Just animals?
Could be. Okay, that's case number two. Hamolik b'chutz alochutz pater. Now, hashochi esa'of bifnim, if I shechted the bird inside, which is not the way I'm supposed to do it, the hell of a chutz, and then I bring it out and I burn it outside, the shame carbon, I'm also pater for bringing it outside, because the bird became puzzle when I did the shechita, because you're supposed to do malika. And since it wouldn't be right to go on the inside, if you bring it outside, it's going to be pater. That's number three. Shachat b'chutz, but if I did shechita on the outside, this is an interesting case, I did shechita on the outside, v'hela b'chutz, and then I brought it outside, I be chayev, twice. I'm chayev for the shechita, and I'm chayev for the ha'ala. It was the gemara that we learned on Daf Kuf Zayin. The shechita yuchayev, because it says by shechut e'chutz, o asher yishchot, so that's where Rabbi Shmuel says, the o asher yishchot includes the shechita of the bird. Right, because the words Asher Yishkat are extra, and Rabbi Kiva learned it, that Yochai from the pasuk says Dam Yechashev. And the Dam Yechashev, I mean, that was the hard gemara thing on Shabbos or Friday. That was the hard gemara there. So since Yochai on the Shechita, he would also be Chayiv on the Halach. So it's a little counterintuitive. Even though Shechita doesn't work, even though Shechita would never work on a carbon, if I shechted the bird outside, I'm Chayiv for shechting the bird outside, and if I burned it, I'm Chayiv for bringing it. Nimsa. This lashon of the Gemara is difficult. Of the Mishnah is difficult. The Gemara is asked right away. Nimsa, let's read what the Mishnah says. Derech hechsheru bifnim, the way that we make it kosher inside, which is malika, peturu b'chutz makes you putter on the outside if you do malika on the outside. But derech hechsheru b'chutz, and the way that you do it on the outside, which is shchita, right?
Which seems to answer that question.
Right, peturu bifnim. If you did it on the inside, you would be putter, which is we'll see in a minute because. It's not hechshero. It's chiyuvo. That's what Mars was saying. Change that.
It just says shochat b'chutz this time.
Right.
So over here it's saying derech hashir b'pater b'zvin.
B'finim, you'd be pater. If you did shchit on the inside, you would be pater.
Right, but didn't it just say, okay.
Right. Yeah. Rabbi Shimon says, no. Kol shechayovim alav b'chutz. Anything that if you did in the outside, any typical voting that you did on the outside, chayovim al kayotze bo b'fnim. Then if you did a similar action inside, you would still be chayev. Chutz min ashochet b'fnim amal b'chutz. Except if you shecht on the inside and bring on the outside, you're pater. Even though if you shecht on the outside and amal on the outside, you'd be chayev. If you shecht on the inside, you would be pater. The Gemara is going to go through what Rabbi Shimon is talking about. But first, the Gemara asks, what does it mean? It says, derech hachsheru b'fnim, b'tur b'chutz, derech hachsheru b'chutz, tur b'fnim, hai hachsheru chiyuvohu. It's not hechshero. The second line, it said derech hechshero b'chutz. The way that you kosher a bird on the outside, you pater b'fnim. It's not hechshero b'chutz. Talking about the korban. It's derech chiyuvo b'chutz. So the way that you will be chayev on the outside, by shrita, you'll be pater if you do it on the inside. That's what it means. So, right. So therefore, tini chiyuvo, do chiyuvo. Now comes Rabbi Shimon. Okay. So Rabbi Shimon said, his language was kol shechayavim alav b'chutz. Anything that you chayev, if you did it outside, you'd be chayev similarly if you did it inside. Anything that you chayev, put it this way, if you did it outside, and then you brought it on the mizbeach, and you brought it up, you'd be chayev. So if you did that process inside and brought it outside, you would be chayev as well. So what's the case? Ahechikai. Which part of the Mishnah is Rav Shimon coming to argue on? So basically, when we go through all the cases of the Mishnah, we see Rav Shimon makes no sense about that. So what we're going to then do is say, there's Chesur Mechzera. That's what we're supposed to do. Yeah, and then the Gemara's going to go back and say, no, that's not a chesur mechzera, there's a different, you just can change the words. So I'm not sure which is easier to do. It's probably easier, as in my mind, to say that the Mishnah is missing, to change a word or two around and to say the whole section of the Mishnah is missing. But it doesn't make a difference to me that the Mishnah is missing either. I mean, I see it all the time, chesur mechzera. That's the way Rebbe wrote the Mishnayos, where they wrote them to keep a little bit, as Rav Hutner says, to keep a little bit of the Torah Shebaal Peh in the Mishnayos. So therefore, you know, there's some things that are missing. Okay, but, so what's Rav Shimon talking about? Ahechikai. Ilema Resha. Maybe he's talking about the Resha case. What's the Resha case? Hamolik of bifnim. If you did malika of the bird on the inside, the hel of b'chutz, and then you mal it outside, you'll be chayiv. So therefore, he would say molik b'chutz. If you did malika outside, and then Mishnah says if you did malika, sorry, am I wrong? Oh no, okay, fine. No, so let's look at hamolik of bifnim. The Mishnah said if you do malika on the inside and then you mark the bird outside, you're chayiv. And then it says, if you did malika outside, and you were marking it outside, you'd be pater. And then that's where Rabbi Shimon comes, where Amalei Rabbi Shimon, ki hechi di bifnim michayev, achutz nami michayev. So does that mean that if just because you're chayev on the inside, so you'd be chayev for the outside, meaning you would be chayev if you did malika on the outside, and you were marking it on the outside also? No. Ha, kol, that's wrong, because that would, ha kol shechayavim ala b'chutz, kol shechayavim bifnim mibayle. That's the opposite of what Rabbi Shimon said. Rabbi Shimon says, he says, kol shechayavim ala b'chutz, you'd be chayev if you did it on the inside. Here, we're taking what you did on the inside and comparing it to what you did on the outside. It's opposite. That can't be what Rav Shimon is talking about. Ella, so maybe he's talking about the following case. Ki hechi di b'chutz lo mechayev, just like if you're molik on the outside, Rav Shimon may be arguing, say, if I did malika b'chutz, then I'm not chayev if I mock of it on the outside. So too, if I did malika b'nifnim, I also wouldn't be mechayev if I brought it up on the outside. Can't be, ha, kol she'in chayev malav b'chutz b'baylei. Right, it should say kol she'ein chayavim alav b'chutz. Rabbi Shimon said kol she'chayavim alav b'chutz. Okay, can't be that. Ela aseifakai. So maybe he's talking about the second part of the Mishnah. The second part of the Mishnah was which said hashochet op b'fnim. Someone shtashrita on the op on the inside, the ve'hela b'chutz, and then he brings it outside. He'll be potter. So therefore, and then but shochet b'chutz, ve'hela b'chutz chayev. You shecht it outside, and you mark it outside. You'll be chayev. And then Amar Leir of Shimon. Maybe Rav Shimon's coming saying, since you're not chayiv on the outside, then you're chayiv on the inside. No. Hi, kol she'ein chayavim mibayilei. But the Mishnah says, kol she'chayavim. Mishnah doesn't say, according to what you're saying, it's kol she'ein chayavim. So therefore, go to the next case. Ella, ki hechi di b'chutz mechayiv. Maybe you would say, just like you're chayiv on the outside, b'fnim nami mechayiv. If I did shkita on the outside, I brought it outside, I'm chayiv. So too, if I do shkita on the inside, I brought it outside, I'm chayiv. That makes sense. Except for the fact that that's the exception to Rabbi Shimon's rule. The exception should be, right, Hakatani, Hashoka Bechim, if Naim Mechutz. He says, it says Chutz, when Hashoka Bechim, the Ma'al Mechutz. That's the specific case where Rav Shimon says, you're not Chayiv. So what is Rav Shimon talking about? So Amar Ze'iri, Rav Ze'iri says, no, the Machlokas from Rav Shimon Tanakama is Shchitos Behema Belaylo Ikibinayu. Shechting an animal at night is the Machlokas. Where that comes out from the Mishnah, doesn't even talk about a behema. The Mishnah's talking about birds. Talking about night, not that's what he says. Shchitos behema belayla ike benayu. And the Helchika Amar. And basically it's a chisura maxor in the Mishnah. And this is how you have to read the Mishnah. Bahachika Amar. Vichain. So too. The Vichain is important. Right? Vichain. Hashochet behema befnim belayla. Similarly, if you shecht an animal inside at night, which means it's puzzle, the he'elo b'chutz, and then you brought it up outside, you would be putter. That's a Tanakama. But shachat b'chutz b'layla, if you shechted it outside at night, where outside has no impact, at night has no impact outside, so shachat b'chutz b'layla, the he'elo b'chutz chayiv, then you would be chayiv. So Tanakama makes a distinction. Comes Rabbi Shimon, sorry?
Why is that? Because it's outside. It should count for nothing.
Sorry? No, it never counts for anything. But if you did an avoda outside, so you're chayev. So shachat b'layla makes it possible if you did it inside.
Right.
Shachat b'layla outside, it's already outside. It doesn't make a difference when you shecht it. Right? Shachat b'chutz b'layla, then b'chutz chayev. And then comes Rabbi Shimon and says, no, if you're chayev for halah outside, you'd be chayev for halah if you did it inside. So it comes to Rabbi Shimon and says, no, kol shechayav ma'alah b'chutz, chayav ma'akayotzevi b'fnim, v'he'elah b'chutz. So therefore, he would say, according to Rabbi Shimon, if I shechted the animal at night inside, and then brought on the Mizbeach outside, I wouldn't be chayiv. But one's the case where you don't compare outside to inside. Chutz min ashochet opifnim behel b'chutz. If you shecht the bird on the inside and brought it outside. As if I shecht the bird on the outside and brought it outside, I'm chayiv. If I shecht the bird on the inside and brought it outside, I would be potter for bringing it. Okay. Rava says, no, it's a different type of chesur mechzera. Because you can decide whatever the chesur mechzera to make it work. Rava Amar, Kabbalah b'klichol iki b'nayu. Their machlokas from Tanakam Rabbi Shimon would be where if you did Kabbalah Saddam in a non-klisharis. Okay? And this is what it means. V'hachik Amar. V'chein. Hamekabel. If someone collects the blood, b'kli chol b'fnim, using a non-consecrated kli on the inside. So therefore the blood is no good. V'he'ela b'chutz. I guess it means you are makriv the blood, the makriv the animal outside. So, because that would do would be putter, because this animal is no longer right for the mizbeach. Right? If putting it into a non klishar is the same thing as the blood spilling on the floor. If the blood spills on the floor, the animal's it's done. So what happens here is the guy shuts the animal on the inside, and he's a cobble the blood in the non klishar. So the animal's basically puzzle. Then he's mocked with that animal on the outside. He says that the Tanakhama says you're puzzle, right? But you're putter, correct. But if you makabel b'klichol b'chutz, but if you shut the animal outside, and you're makabel it in the kli chol on the outside, and then you're ma'ale outside, you'd be chayav for bringing it out outside. But Rav Shimon says, no, if I'm chayav for doing that outside, I'm chayav for doing that inside. Rav Shimon Omer Kosta, chayav la b'chutz, if I would be chayav for bringing the animal in the mizbeach outside, then, right, even if I would makabel adam in the non-kli sharis, chayav la kayotzo v'fnim, the hell of b'chutz. I'd still be chayav if I did that on the outside, and the inside, and brought it on the outside, except if I'm shochet a bird on the inside, and I'm makriv it on the outside, I'm still putter, despite the fact that I shochet the bird on the outside, I'll be chayav for bringing the bird on the outside. Okay.
Does he say the average person who bore carbon outside had a kli sharis, I guess? Meaning, they receive the blood. Have they received the blood, typically?
What do you mean? We're not talking about the average person, we're just talking about the case.
I'm saying also,
we're not talking about the average person. The average person is not doing any of this outside. The average person is keeping the Torah mitzvahs.
No, I'm saying when it was permitted.
When it's permitted, there's no iser. Then there's no chiyuv.
There's no chiyuv, what do you have to use to...
You asked that question 20 minutes ago, I don't know the answer.
I don't know.
Okay, the third machlokas, the third way to explain the machlokas in Tanakam Rabbi Shimon. Right, what's the machlokas in Tanakam Rabbi Shimon? And don't say it's a chesur mechzera. He says, "Hashtu d'tani." Now that we know what Rabbi Shmuel bar Yitzchak said, who said as follows, he says, "Hamolik of bifnim." If you do malik on the inside and you malik that bird outside, right? You'll be chayav for bringing the bird. And malik b'chutz v'hela b'chutz pater. And if you do malika on the outside and you makriv the bird outside, you would be pater. Rabbi Shimon's mechayav. he's going to be. He teaches the Rav Shimon is mechayev you malika out for bringing up the bird if you did malika outside, right? Rav Shimon hasam kai. This is what Rav Shimon is talking about in the Mishnah. Utni, right? That's what the case he's talking about. He's going to say that if you malik b'chutz, the hella b'chutz, you're chayev. So Rav Shimon is going to say now kol shechayavim alav b'fnim, the hella b'chutz, chayavim alav b'chutz. He's going to say anything that you if you do it inside creates you makes it usher for you to bring it outside. If you do that thing outside, makes it usher if you do it outside. We just flip the words around. Don't say kol shechayavim b'chutz. The Mishnah that we had it. He says. Where is Rav Shimon? Rav Shimon said. What's Rav Shimon? Rav Shimon said kol shechayavim alav b'chutz. He says to change the word from chutz to pnim. Then you chayav to do it outside. So according to the first two answers, we have to do chesur mechzara. According to the last answer, you have to flip a word. I think flipping a word is easier than changing than doing the whole thing. Okay. The Gemara's we'll get to later on about what's the story with the bamos and how they all worked and what the halachas were by the bamos. Spend a lot of time on the bamos. Okay. Even though it's according to most, that's never gonna happen again. Right?
It didn't happen that long.
The Bamos Yachid were only when the Mishkan wasn't really situated. 14 years in the beginning, a couple years here and there when it wasn't there. Okay, right.
Like 40 years, right?
Not exactly how sure, but not many. Not that many. 14 years in the beginning for Kibush and the, which we saw the Rashi, Kibush and the Chalaka. Then they went to Shiloh. They were in Shiloh for a really, really long time until the times of Shmuel and Eli. And then they went around, you know, a few places. Correct. Right. It was by a little bit of time. It was by the Plishnim.
Right.
And Dovin Givon. Right. Well, not much time. Okay. Next. Let's do the Mishnah, and then tomorrow we'll do the Gemara. Chatas shekibel dama bekos echad. Korban chatas. I gathered all the blood in one cup. So nasan b'chutz. If I took the blood from that cup and I sprinkled it outside. And then I came, brought the cup back inside. We're not going to deal with the psul yotzi, but I brought that cup back out, back inside. Bifnim, sorry, nasam b'chutz, v'chazav v'nasam bifnim, or if I did bifnim, I did it on the inside, and then chazav v'nasam b'chutz, and then I went outside with that blood. I'm chayev. In both of those instances, I'm chayev for sprinkling the blood on the outside. Why is that? Right, Rashi says. That's a little. It's potter based. It's that's pretty. I guess according to Rav Nechemia, it would have to be, because if I sprinkled it on the inside, right? Rashi points out, if I sprinkled it on the inside, then what's left in the cup is shiari adam. If I sprinkled the shiari adam outside, I would still be chayiv. That must be stam like Rav Nechemia, but the shiari adam are ma'akev. Otherwise, who cares? So they did it outside.
Well, why is it any different from when we were learning a couple of weeks ago? If you spilled some of it on you, the garden, you'd have to. Laundry inside, you couldn't take it outside. So why is it different here?
I'm not following the question. What's the comparison? We're talking about here whether or not you're chayiv for sprinkling the blood on the outside.
For sprinkling it rather than just taking it outside.
But yeah, I said we're not going to discuss the psul yotze. We're not talking about that.
Okay.
We're talking about whether or not you're chayiv for sprinkling it on the outside. So chat, again, start at the beginning. Chatash kibbutz on the coast. Okay, the chatash is one coast. Right, nasam b'chutz. So then I sprinkle it outside, and then I come back in the inside. I'm chayav for sprinkling the outside. And if I did on the inside, and I went ahead and sprinkled it on the outside, I'm still chayav for sprinkling on the outside. Shekuloi roi b'fnim, because everything in that cup is roi. It's all in one cup. Everything in that cup was roi to be sprinkled on the inside. Now kibel dama b'shtei kosos. So I collected the blood in two cups. I have cup A and cup B. Nasan shneim b'fnim pater. Okay, if I sprinkle both of them on the inside, I'm pater. That's pashut. Shnei b'chutz chayev. If I sprinkle from both of them outside, I'm chayev. That's also pashut, because I'm doing it outside. The case is, what happens if I did echa b'fnim, I sprinkle from coast A first inside, the echa b'chutz, and then I sprinkle from coast B outside, I'm pater. I'm pater for that sprinkling outside. Why? Why is it different if I'm one cup or two cups? Because when it comes to two cups, if I use one and not the other, it's dichui. I pushed away the second cup. I put it in two separate cups. So if I used one, I pushed away the other one. Therefore, that blood is no longer roi to the mizbeach once I use the first cup. Okay, now, if I did it the other way around, echa b'chutz, if I sprinkled from cup A outside first, the echa b'fnim, and I do then go on the inside, So with this cup, with cup B, so chayav al achitzon, I'm chayav for the zrika on the outside. Va'pinim yechaper. And when the second one, I didn't bring that out, the second cup. I left it in, and I used it on the inside. So then the first cup that I brought outside and sprinkled, I'm chayav for halav achutz. But nevertheless, the carbon is kosher because of the second cup I used inside. Because when do we say dichui? You don't say dichui if you're doing the mitzvah. If you're not doing the mitzvah, it doesn't push off. So that second cup, which is left inside, was never pushed away. That becomes a cup for the blood for the carbon. So the one I did outside, I'm chayav for doing outside. The one I do inside, I have a mechaper. It counts as the for the carbon. He says, lema adavar domer. What is this similar to? Lemafrish chatosova avdo. I mafrish my carbon chatos, and I lose it. The hifrish acheres tachtel. So I find animal B, then I find animal A, and B are standing here before me. What am I going to do? So what do I do? If shachot shteyem bifneim, pater. If I shech both inside, I'm pater. I didn't do any avera. Shteyem b'chutz, chayim. If I shech both of them outside, I'm chayim for doing shrita of a kachim on the outside. Achas bifneim, if I shech A inside, and then achas b'chutz, and I shech B outside, I'm pater. Why? Because once I shech A inside, B becomes a chatosh and it's kapur ba'aleh, and the chatosh is kapur ba'aleh, it has to go to the misa anyway, so it's not right for the mizbeach. So if I shechted it outside, I didn't do anything that was aser. Now, if I did achas b'chutz, if I shechted the first one outside, well, now I have a problem, because now that was mikshechayim, because it was right to be a korban. And then I shech the other one inside, chayav al chisona, v'apanim is mechaperes, but the one that's inside is mechaper. The outside I'm chayiv, because at the time I shechted it, it was right to go into mizbeach. Now I don't have B anymore, so then when I go ahead and shecht A on the inside, that's mechaper, because it wasn't pushed away, because there wasn't any kosher carbon to push this away, and it never left. So you did the shechita inside, you're good. It says, now, kishem, this is an interesting thing out what this is, kishem shedama poter es besara, kachi poteres es besar chaverta. Just like the dam of a chatas, when it's sprinkled, now allows the meat, poter es besara, so too the dam is poteres the besar chaverta, the besar of its body. What's that? So we have to read the Rashi. He says, "Kachi poteres es besar chaverta, afal fish es psula." Even though that second one is pasul, and he says, "Vashochot shteyem bifnim kai." We're talking about when you shechted both of them on the inside. Vashmiinon dehecha demunach bekosos. I shechted both on the inside. The blood's on the kosos. Vekadam vizarek as dam ha'achas, and I throw the blood from animal A. Poteres es chaverta min ha'meila mishum chata shekibru ba'alheha. What happens was is now that meat of the chatas B, even though the blood wasn't thrown, is potter from meila. Because why? Because it's chatas that was a red. I have two. I only need one. It's chatas and it's chaperes ba'alheha. The kaimalan chatas ameses lo nanim lo molim. It should go to me. It should go to die. Chatas and it's chaperes ba'alheha. There's no meila. If you shecht on the outside, obviously there's no me'ila, because it's just being shechted. Okay, so that's what he says. So if I have two, it seems to be the Mishnah saying, if I have chatos, I lose it. I bring a second chatos. I have these two chatos on the inside. I shecht both. I have the blood of both. I sprinkle blood of A, and so therefore the meat of blood of A is now no longer me'ila, so too the meat of blood of B is no longer shayach, me'ila is no longer shayach. Okay, we will stop here, pick up at the Gemara tomorrow. Everyone have an excellent day.